At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm here with Rob Alsop, the Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at WVU. We're here today to talk about some changes that students and motorists will notice as they come into Morgantown this fall. It's all part of a pedestrian safety initiative that the university's been working on with the city and the county.
So we're really excited. We've been working for over a year with our partners, and we've identified three crosswalks across our campus, one at Falling Run Road and University, the second at Grand Avenue and Campus, and then the third here on the Evansdale campus on University Avenue right by Towers and Pizza Al's and McDonald's. And so we've taken some measures to calm traffic and highlight that those are areas where we'll have pedestrians in the roads. The city has put rumble strips on both sides of the crosswalk to allow cars to remind them to slow down. We'll have a sign in the middle of the road, again, for traffic calming, and then there'll be some flashing lights just to identify both to pedestrians and to motorists that this is a crosswalk area.
What other things do you have planned in the future?
There's some longer term things that we're still working through. So for example, up near the Coliseum and along the Mon Boulevard, on Pattison Drive near Murrell Way, over on Willie Street, or even Pattison Drive and Van Voorhis, really looking at some longer term, what we consider to be tier two and tier three changes. Hopefully we'll be able to solve and add even more protection at those additional locations.
And in addition to the projects that are already underway for this initiative, there's also a concern as it relates to pedestrian safety because there are a number of construction projects going on, especially right around Beechhurst Avenue.
The bus loop at Hodges Hall has been moved to the Life Sciences Building, and that'll be that way for a couple of years as we work on Hodges. And then additionally, the pedestrian bridge between the PRT and Stansbury will be coming down. It's already closed, and so we'll have personnel and looking at additional safety measures to make sure that we take care of folks who have to cross to get over either to Knapp Hall or the other side of Beechhurst moving forward.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.